Okay, so today is the tab is on the missing from the bottom of the computer here. The 13th of July, 2017. 19th of Tammuz, Tav Shanayin Zayin. And we are doing a second Mefarshim Day, a special day on behalf of Bruce, a special request, and I was ready to move on. We took some stuff out of this parak, but Bruce said, no, I've got to take a look at the second half of the parak. That's really where today we're going to focus on. And thank you, because I think I got a good mahalach here and to what's going on here. So Hashem says, to summarize, from verse 12, really from verse 11, to the end of the parak, to verse 20, ends at 22. So what's going on over the course of these psukim? So Moshe is saying to Hashem, right, Hashem says to Moshe, panim el panim, right, that Hashem spoke to Moshe, panim el panim. That's pasuk yud aleph, that Hashem and Moshe spoke face to face. Okay, now one continues on the parsha and says, so Moshe says to Hashem, and he really demands that Hashem stay put, that Hashem not lead, let B'nai Yisrael be led by a malach, as Hashem was saying is going to happen, but that Hashem stay put. Hashem responds by saying, okay, panayi leichu b'ani yochosi lach, that in verse 14, fine, my presence will go and provide you rest, meaning we're... will go with you. At least that's what Rashi interprets it. I'd say anybody interpreted it differently. Rashi says, yeah, okay, I'll go with you. And Moshe comes back and says, okay, and you better not go anywhere, and et cetera, et cetera, and you better stay put. Fine. That's Shlishi. That's the first four or five psukim. Yud Beis through Tes Zayin. Then in Revi, Hashem comes to Moshe and says, oh, by the way, I need you to, this thing which you said I'm going to do, I'm going to stay with you, you're going to know my name. Moshe says, show me your glory, Harini Na Es Kvodecha. And Hashem says, okay, fine, Moshe, let's go for this trip. And he sticks him into this this little hole in the mountain, and Hashem goes across him and shows Moshe his back. Why does Hashem only show him his back? Because lo yira any adam v'chai, because nobody could see me and live. Right? Question. Didn't Hashem, six psukim earlier, speak to Moshe face to face? Right? What's going on over here? Right, what all of a sudden changed from before until now? Right, so that is, I think, the overriding question. Let's hold that in the... here we go. Alright, so hold that question, and...
Thank you.
And we're going to work through a couple of other things over the course of the parak, and then we'll come back to that question. Let's just take a look at Psukim Yudalid Tesvav Tesayin. So Hashem says, "Vayor panayi lechu v'nichu lach," that I'm going to go with you, I'm going to leave you. That's the way Rashi interprets it. Rashi says, Pasuk Yudalid here. Yeah. I'm not going to send you a malach. I'm going to lead you, right? Seems like all is good. So to which Moshe responds, right? If you don't lead us along personally, we're not leaving this spot. We're going to go on strike. We're going to stick it out right here in the middle of the desert. Didn't Hashem just say in the previous pasuk that I'm going to lead you? Right, so one of those two psukim require some reinterpretation. Right, but that's the way Rashi reads it. So what did Hashem say? So Rashi explains it as, yeah, that I'm that Moshe is like just making sure. Right, Moshe says you better lead us. Hashem says fine, you got me. I'm going to lead you. Moshe says, and if you don't, we're staying right here. We ain't going any further. So Hashem says, okay, fine, I'm leading you, right? You won, Moshe, you win, I'm with you, and everything is going to be good. The Ramban has a different shot. In fact, if you're using the stone writes out the Ramban pretty well. And the Ramban here says, actually, get a couple things that are bolded, at least within my Ramban. The Ramban raises that question on Rashi and says, well, I understand, Hashem, if according to what Rashi's read, why does Moshe have to make sure God is telling the truth? Right? God is God. God already gave him his word. Right? That should be enough. Which I remember that led us, that was our previous parak, where where Hashem said, Moshe, go take a look. And Moshe only broke the luchos once he came down and saw what was going on. What? Moshe didn't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So we have to explain why that, what was going on there. But Moshe, in theory, should believe Hashem. So the Ramban says, no. When Hashem says, okay, I'm going to go with you, he actually was talking about a malach. He's saying, you're right, it's not just going to be a malach. I'm going to be with the malach. You're going to have a greater presence of me with that malach. To which Hashem, Moshe says, no. Enough. If you're not with us by yourself, we ain't going nowhere. We're staying right here.
Which was that your question?
So then Hashem says, okay, fine, I'm going to do it myself.
Okay.
But
he already said that.
No, he didn't. That's the Ramban's read. The Ramban reinterprets the previous pasuk, as opposed to Rashi, who interprets it interprets the second pasuk as saying Moshe is just making sure. Ramban reinterprets the first pasuk and says, no, Moshe was sure. Moshe was demanding more because in the previous pasuk he hadn't gotten all that he had wanted, which was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Okay.
He's saying that he will go with the angel.
That was the Ramban's approach to what the original offer was, to which Moshe said, we're not moving until he wants Hashem.
Hashem only.
Yeah. Right. Right. Now.
So the package deal wouldn't work. He wants only Hashem.
Right.
By the Ramban.
Right. Right. So that's what I want to point out. What?
Completely off.
Who? You?
Yeah.
Oh, you have one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have one.
So you're going to talk about the Ramban.
I'm thinking that maybe Hashem is responding to Moshe's last question, where he's asking, show me your ways. Mm-hmm. And Hashem is saying, listen, I'm going to leave now. Right now, and let you rest a little bit.
Yeah.
Where do you see he's leaving?
Because he said, my presence will go and provide you rest. In other words, he doesn't want to answer that question.
Oh, okay, except that's Rashi. Okay, Rashi doesn't read it that way. If you read just the English, I was wondering about that also. Panayi lechu benichu lacha. I'm going to leave you. Rashi reads that as no. I'm myself going to lead you, right? Lechu. I'm going to go. Not I'm going to walk away from you. I'm going to lead you. Not leave you. That
lead
like
you.
The things that fall in the fall. No, I'm going to lead you. Right. Right. Now Ruth wants to read other ways. Good. I had that thought. I didn't see anybody interpret that pasuk that way. So I don't know why, but that does seem like a reasonable shot that Hashem says, fine, I'm leaving. So then Moshe says, well, then we're not going anywhere. And then Hashem comes back. I thought that was a pretty reasonable shot. I don't know why. When something's so reasonable, you think it's off the wall. I don't think it's off the wall, but because Rashi doesn't entertain it, I'm wondering why he doesn't entertain it.
I'm saying Moshe's asking now a very heavy question.
Right.
Show me your ways. He said, I'm not
going to
show you my ways. I'm
going to
leave.
I'm going to leave. And then Moshe says,
rest a little bit because you're going.
Right. Right. I hear how that could fit in. I'm wondering why nobody else says that. Yeah.
What did you get this for, no one?
Interpretation.
Even the Rashbam reads it the way I read it. Ani ba'atzmi eilech kamoshe bakashta. I'm going to lead in the way that you requested. Yeah.
In this, the interpreter says, my presence shall go and impress he's with thee, and I will give thee rest. And then, and he said unto him, if thy presence go not with us, he carries
yeah.
us up out of here, which is the way you were interpreting
right.
before you.
Right. That's Rashi's pshat, and the Rashbam's pshat, and the Sforno's pshat, and the Ramban's pshat, somewhat. So, I don't know. Okay, fine. That's a deeper understanding in the first half of the parak. Then I want to show something else in the second half of the parak, and then we'll put it back together. So if we go towards what exactly was he requesting? So the Sforno takes us through a nice little understanding of pasuk yutes. in 19, I'm going to put all my goodness in front of you, and I'm going to favor those who I choose to show favor, and I'll show mercy to those who I choose to show mercy to. So the Sforno comments on that. What does that mean? So the Sforno says, Amar im kein ani avir kol tuvi al panecha. I will put all my goodness in front of you, but open sheyamayu einai hivanticha masvikim lezeh ha'isa masvikol v'sunecha. So to the point that if your eyes were open enough, that if you were had good enough understanding, you would be able to see all the things that I do. The problem is, even you, Moshe, don't. Right? And then he goes on and says, "V'chanusi asher achon, I will give kind a favor to those who I show favor to, because that happens, and I'll give mercy to whom I show mercy to, those that choose to honor me, etc. But it's not going to be necessarily, it's going to be the people that I choose, not necessarily that you understand that that's the way it should be." And you're not going to be able to see Mishnechi Sar Nishpat because of the lack of your understanding of me. Okay, so that's what's going on. So the Sforno is shifting to the second half of something that Moshe is not going to be able to get. Now, how do we get there? So I want to go back to our original question. The original question was, the first thing Hashem said to Moshe is, Panim el panim. We speak face to face, to the point that, right, Yeshua can't be present, Yeshua has to be outside in order to stand guard. We speak face to face. And all of a sudden at the end, it's not happening. So Rabbi Litvak here makes the point that Moshe's declaration of we're not going anywhere, what was Moshe really declaring here? What was Moshe really saying? Moshe was saying that, right, we need to be with you and not have any other representative. No malach, no representative, nothing like that. We're going to be with you. We talked about that. Hashem said, I'm leaving you. Why did Hashem say he's leaving the Jewish people in the first place? They worshipped the Avodah Zarah even more than, or they built the golden calf. They were stiff-necked. He says that a bunch of times. Ki am kishei orafu. They're stiff-necked people. So while the expectation was, as we spoke about in the last parak, while the expectation was that Bnei Yisrael should hopefully straighten themselves out with the giving of the Torah and everything should be okay, the golden calf proved that they weren't able to do that. Right? So Hashem says, I can't be with you because we're just going to get into too many fights. I expect perfection, and you are not able to deliver perfection because you're right. It's not right. It's not you. It's me. Hashem is saying, right? I just can't deal with this.
The way we're put together.
So Moshe then says, what?
Didn't Hashem put us together that way?
Okay.
Apparently.
He got
frustrated
with his own creation.
Okay, so
Noah, right?
Yes, that was
you have that with Noah, right?
Bruce, in case you're wondering, that was a George illusion. Yes, I was alluding to that. Right, I Hashem made us that way. Okay. Okay, well, hold that thought till the end of this year. We'll talk about that for a moment at the end. I got something saved up for that. But Hashem says we're not going to be able to work this out together. So therefore, that's why Hashem says I'm going to send this malach. Right? That's just the way it's going to have to be. Moshe demands, no, we're not going to have a malach. I don't want the malach.
Yeah.
I don't want the malach. I want you to be present. And if you don't, then we're staying right here in the desert. So now we're at an impasse. Right? Hashem is using his leverage by saying if I accede to your demand, we're going to have an impossible relationship because you're people and I'm God and it's not going to work. Moshe says, well, if I accede to your demand that you're going to leave, guess what? We're not going anywhere and your whole dream of an Amma Nifchar going to Eretz Yisrael and settling this thing, right, that's not going to work out. So now we got a problem. How are we going to resolve that problem? So from here...
No, so you're saying Moshe is...
Moshe has one piece of leverage.
Moshe thinks he has leverage on Hashem because Hashem really wants the Jews to be in Israel.
Not that Moshe thinks he has that leverage. Moshe has that leverage, right? Moshe has that leverage. His leverage is that you gave your word, you can't lie, this whole world experiment thing where you're going to have this nation of Israel that's going to shed light, right? All of that is in the balance right now, and I'm not doing it without you. So if all you want to say, oh, I'll take this mouth will lead you and everything will work out and you'll be able to develop, and then I'll rejoin you later on, Moshe says it ain't happening, we're on strike, we're not leaving this this place until you promise that you're going to be with us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The problem is that, okay, but the next time some guy says Lashon Hara about somebody, Hashem's going to get all annoyed, and that's going to be over again. Right? So how are we going to have this challenge? So from then to the rest of the parak, from then to the end of the parsha, we didn't get into the next parak yet, we haven't talked about the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachem, the 13 right. Midas of attributes. From there, at that point, to the end of the parak, all of a sudden we start changing from the God of Din to the God of Mercy. God changes, so to speak, himself or his representation or the manifestation of God from this point till the end of the parsha changes from the God of Din to the God of Mercy, to the God of Rachamim. And that's perhaps the shift that takes place over the course of this parak. The first half of the parak, Hashem says to Moshe, listen, we'll talk one man on man, you'll see my face, everything's going to be good. Moshe says, that doesn't work for us, right? Because right now, I'm speaking to you, it's outside the camp. Right? We're outside the camp right now. It doesn't work. That's just me. What about the rest of the Jews? We're a package deal, Hashem. So Hashem says, okay, fine. If you want that, then you're no longer going to be able to talk to me face to face. It's now going to be a rachamim relationship. And that's what we work out. That's what the Yigimimidus Rachamim are. And that's what Hashem says, okay, Moshe, let's go. We're going to come. And nobody's going to be able to see my face and live. You're not going to be able to see you're not going to be able to see the true God. You're not going to be able to see the true impact or motivation of my action, because you are now in a merciful relationship rather than a din relationship. And that's the compromise. That's the compromise. Hashem says, I'll stay with you, but it's not going to be able to work at the din relationship because... the Jews are the Jews. It could only work by way of a rachamim, but then Moshe, you're in the rachamim relationship also. In which case, no longer are we talking face to face, but rather you're only going to see my back, and we're going to stick you into this mountain, and I'm going to pass in front of you, and you'll get whatever you'll get, but you're not going to be able to see any more than that. That is the reaction. So then they have to still understand a little bit, because we do have a little bit more of a talk about Moshe, Lokam Kamoshe, Navi Yod, that Moshe has a unique relationship with Hashem in the way that he could deal with it. But there is a fundamental change that takes place from the first half, from Shlishi of this part of this parsha to Revi of this parsha, and that's how you understand then what's going on at the end, right? Hashem Moshe is saying, "All right, I'll see your back. I'm not going to understand everything you do because not everything makes sense. It's not all working tit for tat." And Moshe, okay, I'm good with that because then at least B'nai Yisrael will be able to continue. Yes,
Maybe that's why when Moshe says in 7:18. Show me your glory. Hashem responds back, I shall make my goodness pass before you. And then later on, when he's talking about that, that you can't see the full me, he goes back to it and says, well, my glory passes before you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the goodness represents the rachamim, which he now has the relationship with, but the glory part is the din part.
The problem is it's out of order, though.
What's the word used for glory?
Kivodi. He says kivodi as opposed to tuvi.
What?
You're saying tuvi as opposed to kivodi, yeah.
Kavod, mean honor?
Yeah, one is goodness and one is my cup of my honor, yeah. Okay, I don't know how to work that out.
The honor is then, and the goodness is...
Yeah, except then it's in the wrong order, though.
Well, no, it's in the right order. First, Moshe asks to show me glory, the full essence. Mm-hmm. And Hashem says, I'll only show you my goodness. And then later on, when he actually passes by and he shields himself, Hashem uses the word glory again.
Uh-huh. Okay, I gotta think about
the
it.
Angel in all this.
The angel retires.
Isn't the angel part of the
bad? He had a good job. I don't know what he did about his student loan debts. But he's probably still covered by insurance. Don't worry.
Maybe. Wasn't the angel part of the Panama?
What?
The angel part of the
Panama? I don't think so. Panama is Moshe.
I mean,
yeah.
So he could have accepted the angel.
Well, he actually did accept the angel. That's one of the questions that comes up, is that in Parshas Mishpatim, there was already a talk about this angel's going to lead you and Hashem's going to take off, and Moshe doesn't seem to complain. But it's in this parsha where Hashem says, I'm going to remove myself and just let the angel go on his own. That's when Moshe complains and says, no, that's not going to work. You're going to have to be with us, and that's what's going on the rest of the parsha. That perhaps explains, yes.
But it looks like Hashem is saying, you want me to change all this stuff. If I change, you'll lose the super great power you had before. Then you face the face. So now you're going to be lumped together with the Jews, which is rachamim, but you won't see what you saw before. It will be your exclusive entity. Is that what you're saying? You want me to do what you say, you'll lose your exclusive.
Yeah, right. That's what's going on.
We're all together.
And Moshe's willing to trade that.
Yeah, right.
Right. So, okay. Two more further thoughts on this. Number one is that there is, we actually talked about this when we did Rashi Day, that in Pasuk Yud Gimel, in V'atayin Namatzasichem Minecha Hoti'ini Na'as Terechacha, I'd like to know your ways. So Rashi makes a comment, V'debaz Amidas Tagmulecha, Mahi Metziachin Shematzasi Be'necha, how we can find favor in your eyes, etc. Upidon Lamanam Sachin. No. Where is that? Sorry. Where is that, Rashi? Yeah, I'm sorry. Reina is Terechecha. Ah, there it is. Rashi gives you a pshat barak in the next divar masav barak. Imcha goy hazeh shelo tomer veses chalu goy gadol, so that the people, that the non-Jews won't come and say this is a good. And then he concludes and says, "Rabusin darshub maseches brachos vanili yashvim mikros alufanim shel sidram bati." Rashi says, by the way, there is a pshat on this in maseches brachos, but I'm giving you my pshat in the psukim. I mean, there is a gemara in maseches brachos that gives you an interpretation on this, but I'm not quoting that gemara. Rashi says, other than to tell you that there is such a gemara, because I want to give you what I think is Pshat and Chumash, what Pshat is in the words. Now, what is this mysterious Gemara and Brachos? It's actually one of the most famous Gemaras in Mesechus Brachos. On Daf Zayin Amar Aleph, he says that Moshe was actually asking, Bikesh Lehodiyo Derachav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe was requesting to know the ways of Hashem, right? So far, so good. V'nasan lo. And God granted him this request. We don't really see that. Shenemar Hodiyeni Nas Terechecha. I want to know your ways. What was that? Amr Lefanav. Moshe says, Rabbona Shalom, Yifnei Yish Sadik V'Tovlo V'Yish Sadik V'Ralo, Yish Rasha V'Tovlo V'Yish Rasha V'Ralo. Why is it that good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to bad people? Why is it that good things happen to good people and good things happen to and bad things happen to good people? Right, got all of them? Right. Why does that happen? So Hashem actually, the Gemara says that Hashem answers him. Hashem says, well, because a Tzadik V'Ralo, if you have a Tzadik and bad things are happening to him, it's because he's a Tzadik in Russia, it's because of previous things that take place. The Gemara gets into a whole discussion about that, etc. But you're still, why is the Gemara sticking that into this line? Right, that doesn't seem to be the discussion, which is why Rashi doesn't even quote it. Right, Rashi says the discussion here is about Moshe and trying to lead the Jewish people and trying to make sure God is in favor of the Jewish people, make sure that the non-Jews don't see the Jewish people get destroyed. That's what the psukim seem to be talking about. Why does the Gemara even bother sticking this in? What is the basis at all for what the Gemara is? So one could say, all right, the Gemara doesn't really have a pshat basis. They're taking the words and just using that to develop this greater concept. But according to what we're saying now, the question now fits in a little bit better, right? That if we assume that there's a shift taking place from Hashem being a king of Melech Hadin, a king of Din, where you wouldn't have the question of Tzadik V'Ralo, because that shouldn't happen. And Rasha V'Tovlo, that shouldn't happen. That's not going to happen. But now we're shifting to this other paradigm of, well, there's this mercy thing going on, there's this mercy card thrown in there, and therefore you can't expect that everything is just going to work out the way that you expect it to work out, and the way that you think is fair, because there is this mercy factor that's being thrown in. So perhaps now we understand how that Gemara, why that Gemara would pick on these psukim and develop that that discussion. In fact, the Gemara goes on and says, right, V'yomer lo tuchal rose panai, was that it? No. Where was it? Uh, Well, Vayomer lo tuchal erosus faris. You're not going to see my face. Time ishmei the Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Kach amar lo kadosh baruch hu lemoshe kisharatzisi lo ratzisa. Achshu shata rotsa eini rotsa. That when you wanted to reveal yourself, when I wanted to reveal myself, you didn't want to see it. That's actually if you look at those psukim by the burning bush, Hashem says it's me, and Moshe looks away. It doesn't say Hashem told him to look away. It just says Moshe looked away. We all assume Moshe was right, but the Gemara actually here is picking on Moshe and saying you shouldn't have looked away. Right? That was the time to, for fairness, that was the time to see me in my glory. But Achshav Shata Rotza and Yirotza. But now that you want to do everything that I, now you want to understand everything, even my ways of mercy, now I'm not going to tell you, because that's not going to fit within your, you're not going to be able to get that as a human trying to look up to Hashem. And perhaps that also takes us back to Rashi. This takes care of Sam's question, but isn't that the way humans are? So take a look at Bereishis Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Bereishis 1:1. For those with a Chumash, it's on page 2 in the Stone of Chumash. Right, so there's a lot of Rashi in that first Pasuk, but we're going to take a look at the last Rashi in that Pasuk. Bereishis Bara Elokim. In the beginning, Elokim created the world. So, Es HaShemayim V'Es, the heavens and the earth. So we've discussed Elohim, right? Elohim being the context of Din, but as opposed to Hashem, etc. But Rashi here makes the point: V'lo nemar bara Hashem. Doesn't say Hashem, rather Elohim. Now I think we went through the first time we talked about Tzimtzum, that Hashem has to remove Himself, and therefore Elohim is God's removal. Okay, but shebatchila ala b'machshav l'varoso b'midas hadin, because Hashem's original assumption was to create the world b'midas hadin, v'ra she'ein ha'olam miskaymi, so the world wouldn't be able to exist. Hiktim midas rachamim v'shatfel midas adin. So therefore, Hashem brought in the midas rachamim and partnered it with the midas adin, and that's why in the second parak, once there is a man that is created, Hashem is referred to as Hashem Elokim, right? Because it's Elokim is being mitigated by the mercy represented by the name, by the word Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Hashem is. So what was the Havamina? Right? What was the Havamina? What was the thought? The thought was, I don't know, we're going to create this world, Midas Harachim, and Bnei Israel. Not Bnei Israel, and it's not going to work with humanity. So perhaps the Havamina later on, the thought here is, well, okay. But now I gave them the Torah. Right? Now I gave them the Torah. Originally, there was no Torah, so it's not going to work. Nobody's going to know what to do. They're going to have to figure out how to serve me properly. So therefore, it's not going to work without Midas Rachman. But now Hashem gives the Torah. He gives instructions. So that's the Havamin. The Havamin is I'm going to give them the Torah, Midas Adin, but it's not going to work. So therefore, we have to have Midas Rachman, which perhaps is a nice shot. A couple of years ago, gave a Shabbos Shuvah drasha entitled, I'm sure Alan remembers, Does God Expect Our Perfection? Right? Is that really what's expected? I don't remember the exact title. Right? But perhaps this would fit into that cheer as well. That there is a bar that is up there of perfection. Hashem kind of like starts from that premise, but then recognizes the reality of the Jewish people. And then imposes the idea of rachamim. So perhaps that's, shot over the course of this parak. Take it or leave it, and we'll continue on. I guess.